One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I thought you were so invested.
I just saw JonBenet Ramsey TikTok, and it shows Mariah Amato repost it, and it was just like a random one. I'm like, Mariah, why'd you repost this? And we went to her page.
So embarrassing.
She's reposted all these different TikToks she's never
even seen.
My favorite one was a vampire, and it was like such a. It was like,
what did it say?
When I feel like I'm the only one in the house, and it's like Dracula on a stick.
So
I really like that TikTok.
Yeah, she loves. She's like, this is me, and
people
I gotta let everybody know that this is something I relate to.
I know Mariah's gonna think about that for a long time.
Imagine
who saw that too. Like, well, just think of the
everybody.
I wonder if I've accidentally reposted anything.
You know what, I feel like we should do a little check.
Everybody should check. Mariah falls asleep every night, and a TikTok will just play on repeat. And I think it's just like, you know, when you watch it like twice, it like does the repost. Like, it pops up to immediately.
Oh,
like
it kind of
thinks
like,
that you watched it twice, so you're going to want to repost it.
Oh.
So a little button thing will pop up, like repost to your followers or something like that. So I think it's just when it loops while she's sleeping.
You got to watch out for like,
accidentally.
Imagine like a drama TikTok and it's about like someone specific that they're shitting on.
You're like, ooh, I'm going to share that out there. I'm invested in this and I know this person personally.
Guys, don't sleep and scroll.
It is scary because when you like there'll be a TikTok that only has a few likes, but if you heart it or favorite, it like pops up. Or when you heart it and then you unheart it, it still shows up as that notification that you hearted it or favorited it.
There's nothing worse than accidentally liking something, though.
Have you ever accidentally gone live?
No.
But that I feel like that happens to people like all the time.
There's like, I think you have to post, like press like 2-3 buttons before
going
live.
Like a
there's layers to it. There's
who's
no
the
way.
Guy? Oh, he was a former NFL player and he has his own talk show. Shannon Sharp, or what's his name?
Yeah.
I
know who you're talking about.
Accidentally went live and like was having sex.
No.
Oh, no.
It was just like the audio of it. But like, yeah, and he like fully addressed it. He had a good sense of humor about it. Like, did like an emergency podcast, like explaining the situation.
How do you mistakenly go live?
Like that? I guess I'm like, how? Like, it's
a part
it's
of
such
me,
like
a part
boomer
of me, I think
thing.
He's trying to pull like a Kim K, a little bit, you know, a little Ray J moment.
I just feel like live should at least have like its own passcode that you have to like put in to really start the live.
Exactly.
They shouldn't make it something there.
You know what? For like, if kids are on your like parents' phone, I think also because live is such like a invasion of nobody in the room knows that you're live.
Yeah.
It should have like a password to like go live for sure.
I also get so worried about like people that can hack into like your cameras and see you live. Like people that have
is that a real thing?
Yes. People do it all the time. You can hack into somebody's like Ring camera, doorbell, like security system.
Yeah.
Can you hack into someone's like iPhone camera?
I don't know. Or like, you know how people like cover their laptop screen?
Yeah, they have like the little privacy
thing. There's been people
thing.
Who they'll like talk to their kids through like baby monitor, like home camera systems.
Oh, I've seen that. That's
yes.
weird.
Yes, it's definitely, it's possible.
That stuff's crazy.
It is totally possible.
Because if people can hack through webcams like that, why can't they hack into phones, phone cameras?
Yes, so strange.
Very interesting.
When we were away on vacation, this wasn't a hack or anything, my sprinkler system broke and was dumping water all into the front yard for like 5 hours, and there was nothing I can do. I tried calling a plumber to have somebody out sent to the house, and I'm just like watching my whole front yard just
get flooded.
This is the second time, right?
This is the second time it happened. The first time I was home and was able to turn it off. Guy came, I thought he fixed it, and then the day after we left on vacation, it was just going. People were walking by. I was like,
was it a sprinkler head that got busted?
So
or?
All of the sprinklers run to like one thing where they come together, and the whole top of that busted open. So it was the entire main water supply just shooting water into my front yard, down into the street, and I'm like, there's nothing I can do. And then luckily one of my neighbors like came to the doorbell to like thinking I was home to let me know. I was like, I'm not home right now. And like, I walked him through how to shut it off.
Oh,
I felt so bad. But yeah, we got it covered.
You know, the trend that's been going on with the, what is it? We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
In the beginning, they're like really cute videos. People were like, you know, oh my God. And then have you been seeing the ones lately?
No.
Talking way too much to their
like significant other, or they're doing it in front of their friends. Yeah, and
like,
stuff.
But it's getting like out of control.
Like,
it's getting like nasty now.
Real nasty.
Like, it's not even fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you guys should be having this conversation privately.
Yes. Why wait
like,
for
you
a TikTok
could just tell like they wanted to get stuff off their. We should do this trend.
Yeah.
No. We should do it. It'll be fun
because they want the comments to take sides.
That's why they still like post it too.
Yeah.
Like, even
very
if you
weird.
Had like an awkward uh-huh. moment and. And it started like beef between you and your friend, and you'd be like, "Oh, post!" Like you, nothing in you is like, maybe we shouldn't post.
The good
that.
Ones are the ones ones where the kids are doing it to their parents, and they're just making up shit on the spot
oh,
just to
yeah.
get their parents' reaction. That one would be a perfect one, Mariah, to do to your mom.
Oh my gosh!
The ones that I'm seeing where they'll be like, "We listen and we don't judge." One day, I stole your car. Like, I took your car on a joyride
and then
I hit it, or I hit somebody with your car and I drove off and then I came back to the house and you never, like, I never told anybody about it. But, like, shit like that where it's just, like, completely out of pocket.
We listen and we don't judge. Yeah, you got to start small if you do it with your mom. Like, yeah. Just somewhere she'd be like, oh, yeah, we listen and we don't judge. We listen we don't judge. I'm sorry, what?
New flavor alert. Guys, you guys know we've been drinking Accelerator for the past year now. We love Accelerator so much. They have the best amazing flavors in the market, and they just came out with their new flavor, Orange Ice Pop.
Absolutely delicious. I love Dreamsicles, Orange Pops, things like that. It just reminds me of my childhood.
It's honestly the best flavor they've made so far. Yes. They actually had an orange flavor before, and they went back to the shop, decided to mix it up a little bit, and they came out with even a better orange flavor. It's so good.
And you're still going to get enhanced focus, sustained energy. You're still going to be ramping up your metabolism. These things are unbelievable to pick you up in the middle of the afternoon. If you're about to go out, have fun, you want to, you know, get a little bit of an energy boost. Accelerator is the way to go.
And you're not going to believe it right now, but they are going to give you a free case of these new orange.
Say what?
A free case of Orange Ice Pops if you go to drinkaccelerator.com and buy yourself a case of any of their flavors on their site right now. You're going to get a free case of these right to your doorstep, baby.
That's right. Guys, you have to try them. Drinkaccelerator.com. Thank you. We love you. And I love your new flavor.
Accelerate your life, baby.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hop right into that.
It's Comment Time, baby. Let's go. Ow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are hungover.
We.
Oh, yeah. Did you go out?
I thought you were going to say hungry, and I was like, yum.
Yes. No, I drank last night for the first time in a while.
How was it? Where'd you go?
I don't miss it. I don't miss it. We just went out to like a few places and then...
I saw you yesterday.
Oh, I saw you yesterday.
For like five minutes.
Seconds.
Texas yeah. lost the SEC championship.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. I was crushed.
He was bummed, so he left.
But it was a good game. It was a good fight. It went into overtime and we lost. But we still have the playoffs, so
do you like that. When things go into overtime?
I don't like... football overtimes very much because it's not timed. It's like a back and
first
forth.
Yeah, until the first
to score, but then the person gets a redemption. If they score more, they win. But some overtimes go for so long. Mm-hmm. I was watching, it was over Thanksgiving break. One that went into like six overtimes. Insane. Like, but I love knowing overtime is a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, overtime's happening.
More bang for your
more
buck.
Time to get more drinks. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just like a whole next level.
What's like? What would you say is the most stressful overtime?
Hockey
in any
shootouts.
Sport?
I love. Oh,
to
my
me,
gosh,
to me, it's
I
soccer.
Love it.
I feel like soccer is such like a
because that's a shootout as well.
Overtime. No, that's not a shootout. I think overtime is
So
is it a shootout?
Soccer is very weird because like that sport, they keep the timer running the entire time.
And then they give them extra minutes for times that like where it had to stop.
Right.
And then they get an extra 4, 3, whatever, how many more minutes.
And then I don't know about like if it's still tied after that, how the overtime works, but like hockey shootouts are the best.
How does a hockey shootout go? Is it similar to a soccer shootout where one person goes up
one-on-one with the goalie? And
how far can they get? Or is there like a limit to where they have to shoot? Or can they get up real up close
and do it? So you can get up close, you just can't go backwards with the puck.
Okay.
Oh.
As long as you're moving forward.
Interesting. What do you mean moving backwards of the puck? Like the puck can't move back at all?
You can't be like skating, take your time, back up a bit, and like kind of, you have to be.
Just pursue.
The puck has to always be going forward.
How does baseball overtime work?
Extra innings.
It's extra innings.
Yep.
I wish I knew how to play baseball. Baseball looks so fun.
Oh, yeah.
If I could hit
Baseball's
the ball.
A random, not too random, because I grew up like
watching
in a family that played baseball, but like baseball's something I'm really good at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She, like at the batting range, she kills it.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Slugger.
Thanks. Wait, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you think, did you ever play softball at all growing up?
Yeah, I played softball in just elementary school.
Why is it that softball is totally different than baseball for like women to play it? Why does it
also
have to be a bigger ball?
My dad played
Why
on
does
a
it
softball
have to be? Because basketball, it's the same size court. We're playing
imagine,
the exact same game for female and male.
Basketball, it's like this big. Yeah.
You got to put a bigger basket. Like.
That would be funny.
It's those exercise balls. What are you calling?
Yeah, a medicine ball.
Yeah, medicine ball.
Just granny shot.
That's funny.
It up, but I just think that's like a little kind of sexist with like.
No, men. There's men's leagues for
I
softball.
I played softball.
Yeah, but men
right,
play softball
that is
too.
Popular for
there's,
men
there's
to play.
There's fast pitch.
But there's pro softball players or just softball competitively is usually pretty like women.
It is interesting that it's basically the same sport. They just changed the ball. It's like.
And the field too.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's a smaller
but it's
field.
Like
you have to have a softball field.
Is softball considered easier, an easier sport to play?
No.
I think it's equally think so. Like athletic.
Right?
You just
the way
are
they
dealing
pitch
with
looks harder to me. I feel like I know.
I could not pitch underhand to save my life.
Yeah.
And they got
that
like ponytail
tough.
And like.
Yeah. The way they like jerk their shit and like, I feel like I'd be able to hit a baseball pitch easier than a softball pitch.
And why in softball don't they wear baseball caps?
What do you mean?
I feel like in softball...
They wear visors with their ponytail.
They do wear visors.
Yeah, but they... I guess because of the ponytail, they wear the visor. They do wear a visor, I guess. In my head, I always picture
softball,
a female...
Softball, it's a culture.
It
really
it is.
Softball culture.
But I feel like they don't... Well, sometimes they wear visors, sometimes they don't.
When I was in middle school, I played softball, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I ended up being the catcher.
Yeah,
but I was behind the umpire.
But it was before I had glasses or contacts, and I couldn't see anything. So I talked to my parents about this recently. They were just like, "You were the worst catcher," and I was like, "Yeah, because I couldn't see. I don't know how I ended up getting that position." But I remember just sitting here, just like, and every time I would miss the ball.
Why didn't you tell them that you couldn't see?
I think it was like before I realized, like, you know.
I think after the first couple, I'd be like, oh, I can't see the damn ball.
I think when you're younger, you don't realize that your eyes are not normal.
Okay.
Or bad. Like, you think everyone has the same
eye.
Right. You don't have like another thing to compare it to. Because I remember like I couldn't see, but I just thought like it was just
You must
normal.
Have been good in practice, I guess. For like the coach
for
to
them
be
like, to
oh.
like, yeah.
I
had,
but
like,
I guess with
I
the
had,
lights
like,
and everything.
Good reflexes to where like if it came close, I could like Yeah, but I'm just sitting there waiting until it's like right here. But like you didn't have anything to compare to be like, my eyes are bad.
I'm
right.
guessing like your parents didn't take any home videos. They're like, we can't film this.
Nobody sees that.
We don't want to remember this.
But yeah.
Did you play coach's pitch baseball?
So like, I didn't do any of Little League or anything baseball growing up. I only did soccer and football.
Okay.
But like coach pitch is so interesting.
Yeah, because it was like a dad throwing the ball. It wasn't T-ball, but the kids couldn't throw it to you because they weren't coordinated enough to get the ball to you. But it was like a dad just gracefully
throwing.
That's like
the step above T-ball, right? T-ball and then it's like
coach's pitch.
Then.
And then like totally Little League or pony baseball or whatever.
Interesting.
Coach pitch is so funny. My dad used to be the coach and the pitcher. And he... apparently he was hitting kids left and right, and like the other parents were like getting pissed.
Oh,
they were like, get him out. But he's the coach. Like,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Remember last episode we were talking about how your whole airline experience, how like the
how terrible it was,
how terrible yes. it was with the carry on or mm-hmm. the cat.
Yeah.
I just saw something on TikTok where what do you call those like conferences that they
like
hold?
A hearing?
It's a hearing, but
yes.
What are those hearings like official? Because I feel like I always see them, but like I never see them on like the news.
Where it's like in a courtroom.
Yeah, I always see it on my phone, but never
it's
on
in the
TV.
Senate, I believe. Or it's like that's when all the senators they call forth like companies or the stuff that's yeah. under question. It's not a formal investigation, but usually it's just like a hearing to scare them into having better tactics, ask them questions. But by them making those statements, they can use that for like a trial.
Okay.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, because I feel like I always see them, but like I don't ever see anything be done about it after. Like nobody gets in trouble. It's almost like
it's just like more like a big slap on the wrist and just goes, help us understand what's going on here.
I
and that's where
I cannot
all,
be in like a position like that. If someone talks to me like that, I'd fucking crumble.
So the hearing that happened was that they got all the, you know, the CEOs and the big execs from all the top airlines yeah. to call them into questioning. And the Spirit Airlines especially got grilled for its questionable practices of charging like people for overweight bags, size of bags.
It's so funny. It just like what it did was it confirmed everybody's suspicions though.
Exactly.
Because like everybody had problems and they were like, I feel like I'm getting like harassed and picked on. And like people, like the whole thing ended up coming out that it is true that Spirit Airlines and a couple other airlines, their workers are paid to harass you.
Yeah, they're incentivized.
And pull you aside. Yes. So they make money by going up and saying your bag is too big and doesn't fit in the carry-on and then charging the customer to then have to put it under the plane.
Ugh. Which makes sense why every time you fly, it's a different experience.
Especially
there are people
yes.
that help, there are people that don't help. And you're, yeah. and then they gaslight you to thinking it's your fault.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
very
also
confusing.
Their, the carry-on size allowance was smaller than it should have been. So people that did have bags that are perfectly normal for carry-on
right.
size were being pulled aside and then charged for no reason just because that person working the gate or the, you know,
yeah.
the airline worker is making money
off of that.
Crazy.
So how are they being, it's not like they're getting commission off of these like carry-on like overcharges. So like what's the incentive? Like
their
commission is like
they get
$10 for every person who
has
to pay it.
Every person flying that you pull aside and say their bag is too big or doesn't fit in the carry-on, they were getting $10.
Oh, shut down the whole airline.
They also said that they paid out $24 million to their employees
yeah.
in these incentive programs to harass the customers.
Over
that's
one
insane.
Year? Or I know it was $12.3 billion is how much revenue they've taken in from 2018 to now.
I think it was 24 paid out for the year.
That guy grilling them, he didn't stutter though.
Yeah. Oh, Josh Hawley?
He
I
should
know.
Be president.
No, he has a good shot. I mean,
damn.
He has his own issues, but I mean, Josh Hawley is a stud of a politician.
Good head of hair too.
I know.
I saw the hair. I was so jealous. I was like, yeah. Big eye roll. I was like, God damn it. Of course.
No, he has it.
So him catching them and trying to get
yeah.
them to admit it, they started stuttering and were
uh-huh.
like, gotcha.
It's so hard to fight somebody.
Oh,
that
so
can,
they're
like,
suckers. They're suckers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah.
He was calling them out, especially about how it's just how bullshit it is that people will pay different baggage fees. It doesn't. So some person may pay $12. Some person may pay $100. But it's just not fair.
Yeah, it like, just doesn't make sense for
just saw people right now. So you know how expensive it is to check a bag?
Yeah.
People now are shipping their suitcase to arrive at their destination because it's cheaper to ship your suitcase with the weight with UPS, USPS, whatever it is.
Oh.
cheaper to ship it ahead of time and have it arrive at your destination as opposed to flying with it.
That's insane.
Do you still have to put your suitcase, though, in a box?
No, so they allow you to ship suitcases.
That's great.
Yep.
Hopefully it like survives like better, I guess. Like, I don't know. Hopefully
couldn't
it doesn't
be worse.
Too...
It couldn't be worse than airlines, though, honestly.
You should see what my bags look like.
Yeah. Someone should make that like, or make that business, but like right by the airport or something. Yeah. Where
you're honestly better off, like the suitcases that you have, you're better off having like the really, you know, the Connie ones that like.
Like canvas?
Like yeah.
Like a canvas suitcase?
Instead of the hard ones, because the hard ones will get dented.
Well, oh, yeah. No, I have an idea, but no, go on.
No, say, you know how they're always selling you on, like, you should get, like, the
hard shell
cases, but I feel like those are the worst ones to get for
yeah, I don't think the shelf life on them is that good.
Terrible.
Also, I've noticed this, and maybe this is my own little conspiracy. Every time I'm at a baggage claim, the bags come out. There's always, like, 20 bags that come out, and nobody takes those bags. Who, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always tons of bags going, I get mine, but it's like, I see the same bags over and over, and I go, whose bags are these?
The back of the plane is, maybe their bags come out first for some reason.
I guess, but sometimes I'm there and I go, whose bags are these? Why is nobody reaching for these bags?
Yeah, probably because the last people to board the plane are the ones that checked their bags last, which would be the first ones that are pulled out.
Exactly.
Might be like the
And those people have not made it down to the baggage claim yet, and I'm just there earlier than them.
It takes a long time to deboard.
Sometimes I think there's fake bags that they just put out. Like, or they go, oh, wait, we're going to be delayed, but let's make it seem like bags are coming out and they're just putting out these fake bags.
It could be like our bags that went on the flight the night before because people got screwed over trying to check a pet. So it's just like our bags were going around that carousel for however long.
Do your bags get put in like the office?
They put it in like the unclaimed baggage. So we had to go up and ask a worker.
Dude, I'd be so scared that it just never pops up again.
Me too.
When you are waiting for your bag, do you sit and see it and then wait for it to come, or do you hawk? Or do you hawk around?
The people that stand right up against the belt just. Wait,
move.
Take a step back.
We can all see it, and then you take a step forward when your bag's there. But why do you need to be right there on the rail?
And as you're pulling off the bag, they're not moving for you.
I don't
because
get it.
You need that space to pull.
People are so unaware. It's painful.
I want to go in. I want to go up the fucking ramp so bad.
I want to go back there.
Matt, I want it to be like Toy Story 2.
Unaccompanied Minors. That was like a dream come true. Did you watch that?
Wait,
the Christmas movie?
Unaccompanied
Minors. That sounds
so
familiar.
They go into the baggage claim and then they go to the unclaimed freight and they're like playing with everyone's stuff.
What does it look like?
It looks like a giant warehouse, but there's a kid that goes down like the belt.
Oh, wow.
I have the same feeling about that. And going in a bowling alley past the pins.
Yes.
Same feeling. Everything in me wants to crawl and just go up under there and look.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to crawl into a bowling alley where the pins are set up so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I bet if you ask nicely.
Are you good at bowling?
Yeah, I'm decent at bowling.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm decent at it.
Suck at it. That's what I hate. And whenever someone's like, let's go bowling, I'm like, fuck.
If there was a sport and you had to be good at and you could become a pro, what sport would it be? And we were like, you were still like, I don't think so. I would say bowling.
Bowling is so hard.
No.
If you bowled every day for a month, you'd be a pretty great bowler at the end. You can't, if you can still play golf every day for a month, I don't think you're
improving. What were we saying was like the hardest sport?
It was like, I think it's the easiest professional sport that you could probably get into
and
do well. Like all other sports, I think take a little bit more skill and training. But bowling is like, once you get that groove going.
I think every other sport has more
obstacles.
Yeah. Bowling is literally just one skill. It's just rolling it down and getting a strike. There's not like you go to different stations and
a kid can get a strike.
You know how people have like miniature golf?
Yeah.
And they come
like
up with like different putt-putt areas. They should do one for bowling where it's kind of like there's like an S shape.
A little wacky.
There's like ramps and hills.
That's an amazing idea. Almost like
I'm surprised they don't have that.
I would say like the ring toss game. You know, ring toss game where it's a ring on a string and you're trying to get on the hook. After you've done that over like 25 times, you start sinking it every time.
Yes.
That's what I think bowling is. It's like you're going to get a lot of strikes if you get that groove
going. What weight are we going with for the ball?
I don't know my weights.
A good maybe 8-pounder.
Nice.
I think I'm at 11.
I just, whatever fits my fingers.
You just match your shoe size. <That's
true>. No, I really think it's 11. Cause it can't be too heavy, but it also can't be too light. You know what I mean?
Do bowlers use different balls for like different weights for different situations?
Like if you've got like a whatever, what do they call it? Like a 110 split or what, you know, like that. Yeah. Really hard.
Yeah.
Like, are you throwing a lighter ball to get it to like bounce around more?
So my the way my brother bowls, he always does the spin. So you'll see him go like this and he like,
and it like arcs.
Professional bowlers use 16-pound balls.
That's heavy.
That's really heavy.
But it must just be one ball because you can't bring in three different balls as a bowler. That's pretty heavy.
I think they do though.
Like don't a bowling bag? I feel like you could fit two balls in. That's it.
That's true,
and
yeah.
You just gotta polish that up with that rag. How we doing today, guys?
There's nothing. I think getting your own custom ball is so cool, though.
How much is that, probably?
I literally would have no idea.
It sounds expensive.
I think my dad has a custom one.
You have a bowling ball in your house?
We do, yeah.
Wow. That's like something that you always see like in Home Alone or like...
Like going down the stairs.
There's no bowling ball at like in my house or at my parents' house. There's no bowling ball, but there's always one in like a show.
I think my parents have custom... Because they used to like be like in a bowling league. Like okay. When my brother was young and would take him to the... He was into bowling.
Where do you buy a bowling ball at? I've never been in, like, I bet at a Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know. Do they sell bowling balls there?
I feel like they would at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Also,
yeah.
Custom bowling shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
I think I already own a pair because I walked out. I drinks. Because, you know, they take your shoes and they give you your shoes and you just walk right out with those.
There was one. I never returned it. They had my shoe and I just kept the bowling shoes.
I have a pair of bowling shoes from an
and they're kind of sick.
Yeah, you like, can kind of moonwalk with them. Like,
yeah.
Like,
you kind of feel like a tap dancer.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
That's right. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida.
And catch this, guys. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can even double your money even if one of your picks does not hit.
And Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes.
And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season.
That's right, so make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports.
So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
And Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts selected players projections up to 25% to provide you even more value for your lineups.
Join now because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas.
This week on Prize Picks, I actually have Travis Kelce for more than 70 receiving yards and Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards.
You're only picking Travis Kelce because you like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's the only way you know him is because of Taylor Swift.
That's all right. Still my number one pick.
So if you're trying to pick like Heath, download the app today and use code UNFILTERED to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
That's right. All you have to do is download the app today and use code UNFILTERED to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Exactly. Prize Picks. Run your game, baby. Thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring today's episode. This holiday season, we love you. That story about the CEO.
Yes.
Getting murdered.
It's getting really weird.
Isn't that crazy? It's like
a
movie.
The healthcare CEO was shot in plain daylight, and they haven't caught the killer, right?
Nope.
And you did that in the middle of Manhattan. Crazy. And you got away with it?
That tells you that this guy, it was a very, very like highly trained like assassin. Like with like him writing down the bullet casings at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, he left 3 bullet casings that said, deny...
Depose
and something else.
Something else.
And so, but who then hired this assassin? Goes, I want you to kill him, and I want you to get bullets, and I want each of these bullet casings to say a different thing.
I don't. But think, I think it. I don't think he was like...
I don't think it was one person.
There's a couple different theories that he like just did it himself and like just was like trying to make a message, prove a point, whatever. And then some other people think that he was hired to go do this.
Because
I think he was hired.
I think if you, he just wanted to do it. Because I think if you wanted to kill a healthcare CEO, is because they like screwed you over off your own like healthcare.
Right.
Or someone in your family died.
Family died, yeah.
Due to like neglect from the healthcare company and all of that. Like there's a motive there. But then like,
he lost everything.
But then like, who has enough money to be like, your healthcare wasn't working out, but then you want to go hire.
Right. That's why I don't think he was hired. I think he just did it himself.
That's what I think.
It was just
too.
Like.
Because if it was, you think if it was hired, it'd been much cleaner. Like it'd been much more.
If I was a hired gun, I wouldn't kill anybody in middle of Manhattan. I don't know. That's just so risky.
But then again, it like sends a message. Like doing and it.
And then meanwhile, McDonald's CEO was like, snack wraps. listening
Look
to
over
everybody.
Here. Look over here.
McDonald's. It's just funny the timing of it. The CEO of this healthcare company gets shot and killed.
Right.
And then McDonald's CEO or president goes on like a big news segment and goes, I have read a lot of your messages. It's the top thing. And y'all's concerned.
Snack wraps are back.
He goes, I'm bringing them back in 2025.
That's
will not
so funny.
Say when exactly due to competitive reasons.
The way
but
he said it was like he was like watching you open presents next to the Christmas tree. He was just like, I'm bringing the snack wraps back.
Yeah. Like trying to get him the good size so he didn't get it.
Yeah. So he's not next on this guy's list.
Bringing back
so
the snack wraps.
I was watching this girl's take on it because she's in criminal studies that's her like major. And she was saying that there is just such a slim chance this guy's going to be caught because with like the evidence that they have, it's like this guy was trained. Like he will not like because intelligent people that commit these type of crimes, they just don't get caught. They know exactly what to do.
Right.
To not get caught.
Some people just do these things because they want to get caught. Like they like to leave trails and then they expect to get caught eventually.
What's really interesting is just the public sentiment about this guy getting shot. Everyone's like, oh, well, like, you know, instead of like thoughts and prayers, they're like, we'll send
no, there was one comment that like
people
got me.
Just
it was
don't care. People are like leaning in, sorry.
Someone comments saying, oh, he's looking up at us from her. Oh, he's looking up.
RIP,
he's looking up at us. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I know. Like those are all the top comments.
But I wonder what they still don't know why this happened, right? They haven't gotten an answer for that.
Clearly.
Yet.
We don't know like the clear motive, but it definitely is related to healthcare.
It's so funny because I saw somebody talking about how like, you know, the whole defense is like the CEO needs to make that much money because without them, you know, the business would crumble and they wouldn't be able to function without like the CEO, which is why he needs to be making $50 million a year or whatever his salary was. And everybody's like, United seems to be running the past week and doing just fine without this guy running it. So clearly.
Wait, you said United?
Like that's United the healthcare.
United Healthcare. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the airline. I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh no. But yeah, they were just saying like such an important role.
Justice for Dean.
If it would have been United Airline and that happened, people would be like, he
would have been number one suspect.
The guy does not look like the CEO of a healthcare company.
No,
he looks like the CEO
of marketing.
Cabela's or like Bass Pro Shop CEO.
Yeah, he looks like he would like own Yeti coolers.
Yes.
That's what he looks like.
No, he invented the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. Yes.
He would laugh at this if he was.
Something. This is the shortest story ever and nothing happened.
No, this is terrifying.
But this is like a crazy bucket list moment that happened to me the other day.
What?
I was on the highway and I was with my friend Kate and we were driving to dance and we were heading into Hollywood about to exit and the shoulder next to us is a very slim shoulder because there was about to be an exit coming up. So it's a very thin shoulder, right? We're about to exit and this car is flying past us on the shoulder. Like I'm talking like 120 miles an hour, front bumpers ripped off, picking up dirt. And I saw the car in front of me, how close he got to that car. It was
like a hairline.
A hair. That's how close it was to hitting. And I, of course, I was in freaking Heath's car. I was terrified, flying. And in a split second, we looked at each other and we were like, high speed chase. And you hear all the cops flying.
No!
It was, and then the helicopter, it was in.
Mariah, oh, that's sick.
It was really sick.
I think you could go back in the footage and see the moment that
I've been trying to look for the live. I haven't been able to find it. But I know where I was and the moment. I still want to try to look for it. I think we can just go online and
we saw it on Citizen. High speed chase ended in crash. So yeah. He blew by her and then ended up crashing in like probably like 10 minutes later. But whoa. It's so scary.
That's,
yeah.
That's
like,
really sick, but a very dangerous situation.
Right.
Because
I waited. I was like, this is awesome. And I waited to get home to tell Heath because I didn't want him to like be worried. But yeah. It was a crazy moment. It felt like...
Because they have no regard for anybody else. Like, yeah, they're just like, get me away from the cops. I don't care who's in my way. They will just plow through anything.
It was insane.
Well, how does insurance work with that if you get hit by someone on a police chase?
Oh, you definitely get
chase.
A cover.
You're covered.
Like, yeah, that's
you're
covered. Covered.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, your insurance will go up, which sucks. I mean, you know any accident you're in, whether it's your fault or not, insurance goes up.
Yeah, I hope it would go down. They would just feel bad for me.
Right.
It's just crazy how that
and
happens.
I have to say this, I'm going to be so annoying, but it's like that episode of The Office where the high-speed chase is flying past the office and only Michael saw it. He goes, I saw it. It was right here. And they're going out and collecting like the rocks from where he passed. And he goes, I'm going to show my grandkids. This is the Scranton Strangler or whatever it was. It's so funny.
I'm guessing you didn't get like video of it. Right
we
here,
only
right?
got the
it
cops so flying quick. By. It happened really fast. And then she started recording and it was just the cops flying by.
You just follow.
I tried. I got up to 80 and I'm like, this is too much.
Mariah gets out her siren to the side.
Yeah.
Wait, Dwight does that.
Yeah. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm curious like the levels of punishment when you are in a police chase.
Where it just starts
is
racking
it like,
up.
Yeah, like 30, like a 20 minute long chase is like one punishment, and then if it goes on for like an hour, does that get even worse?
That's
like,
really interesting. I think it's
do they milk it or
I honestly don't think it's length of how long the chase is, it's how much damage you're doing,
yeah,
as
what you're accumulating
exactly.
as you go because
yeah.
you're hitting shit.
Like also, as soon as you if you pass a red light, that's one, you pass another red light, that's two. I think that's how they rack it up.
Imagine being the cop following, you're just like trying to write down three lights for a stop sign.
Yeah,
but also I think they take into account how much taxpayer dollar that you require to stop.
Yes,
because it's like as soon as you deploy that helicopter, mark it down.
Right.
500,000 just yeah. like,
that's
and then
crazy.
It's, they just keep adding it on like
and I feel like one police chase you what's the minimum like jail time you're gonna get by ooh, causing that like at least like I feel that. Like a year like if you do it
you know what I and, would I would run and risk it for the plot up to a year in jail year? Maximum $1,000 fine
right with the in these times that year's
Let's
gonna go by
go.
Quick.
You get fed every day
oh my god oh you imagine all the pre-recording we have to do for the podcast though that would suck
this is the only footage I have it. So do you see the shoulder? There's the barricade and that teeny, teeny, tiny mm-hmm. shoulder right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he flew by.
Oh, is this the...
This is just the cops.
I'm going.
Oh, it happened at night.
Oh, my God. That was a dream come true.
A dream come true.
A dream come true.
Almost gets smashed by a car.
I love videos where people, like, throw out the spikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they time it just right. Right when the
they must feel like a superhero.
Yeah,
that's a crazy job.
Have you seen the new? I don't think it's in like every police department now, but it's like the new thing to stop cars, where the cop car has it on the front and they basically hit the back of the car and it like wraps into the wheel and locks the person that's running.
Oh no!
Wait, what?
It's so cool. Just like. Where technology is going for like stopping cars.
So they hit it, the back of the car and then.
Yeah. So it's like this like fork thing that comes out in like the front. And when they bump the car, the back tires catch the netting and then it just like, and it locks up and like
The Grappler.
I'm surprised that they didn't come out with that sooner.
I know.
It seems like something that's been out for years.
Yeah, so that's what it is. And then it just locks up the wheels.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but they have to drive with that, though, in front of their car.
It, like, deploys, but, like, when you would need it.
It's like a bike rack that you just, like, fold up.
Oh, it goes up like this?
Yeah, so if you watch, like, a video of it happen, it's really cool.
Whoa.
I don't know. It just reminds me of, like, something James Bond.
Yeah. It's a gadget. It's a gadget. I love myself a little gadget.
Or like I want to get to the point where like you can like lock a car up by shooting like that little hockey puck onto it, like electronic thing, and it's just
yes,
like,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's basically like you're roping
like
cattle.
A lasso?
Yeah, it's a lasso.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's actually cool.
Oh, that is sick.
That seems so. That this seems like this should have been out since like the 10s.
Exactly. It's like the wild. It's like the Wild Wild West out here.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck. I'd be so annoyed.
Wow,
man,
that's so crazy.
It is a lasso.
Wait, you got one shot though to really nail that. If you fuck up, you fuck.
Imagine
that's
that
badass.
In a high speed chase. Like imagine it, the panic.
Uh-huh.
Trying to escape.
Just imagine how exhilarating.
Yes. And then like if you finally stop the guy on your high speed chase, are you done for the rest of the day? Like my adrenaline would be through the roof, and I'd be like, "Can I go home?" There's no way I'm going to just be doing traffic stops like
it's got you know like when you're a kid and you're playing tag.
Yes.
And you are like running and somebody's right behind you like that. Like,
why is someone running after you always faster?
Always.
Why are they always flip it around and then the person trying to catch you is faster. What is it?
I don't know. There's something about it. But like the adrenaline of like being chased is such a crazy feeling. Do you ever like in your brain try to test yourself when you get home how quickly you can open the door if somebody was like coming up behind you?
I do that.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, how quick you could get the key out and like get
it. But I like to play with it where I like drop the key and I'm like, oh, like just in case something were to happen.
I have to scan my fingers. So I'd be like.
You have a finger scanner to get in?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Finger scanner. Door open. Door closed.
Actually?
Yeah. Just scans the finger.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of fingers, they're pretty
common.
Wow.
It's not like James Bond were like this like barcode.
It's like a laser around your eye.
Welcome, Mr. King.
Welcome home.
But it's so much better than pulling out your keys every time to do it. You just go boop and you're in.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. And it can like have a memory of like four different like people or
gadgets.
Love it. It's simple.
Right, you seem like somebody that'd be Inspector Gadget as a Halloween costume.
We talked about that.
Cut that.
Wait. Oh, really? You're going to do that this year? Oh, next year. Okay. Oh, shit.
Well,
right.
No, I have it saved on my Pinterest because I said it'd be really good for Heath. Like, that's such a fun thing for Heath to do.
Oh, yeah. What would you, how would you, like,
you could,
I got
Ryan
ideas.
Could come up.
You have, like, the propeller, like,
it's
hat,
so easy to get like, the hat with the pea coat or the trench coat, and then just, I can make, like,
Inspector
little things
Gadget.
Coming out.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
It'd be really awesome if you were, like, flying into a Halloween party.
And you could be Dr. Claw. Isn't that, like, the evil guy?
Oh, yeah.
And he has,
did
like,
they have a live action?
They did with Matthew.
Yeah, that was the first time
action,
Broderick.
Yeah, the live action's the only one I saw.
Seen. Interesting.
Matthew Broderick's in the first one, and then the second one, they shot it all in Pittsburgh.
I remember the cartoon.
No, I've never seen the
cartoon.
Never
seen the cartoon either.
But then Inspector Gadget 2 is like not good. Or maybe Inspector Gadget 3 is really bad.
Oh, iconic.
Is that Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
That's a good costume.
So good.
Yeah.
You know he's killed somebody.
No.
Wait, what?
If you look up, Matthew Broderick was like in a car accident in Ireland when he was like younger in his like 20s days and apparently did kill somebody in a car accident and got away with it.
Was it
it's like Caitlyn Jenner too. Like the,
But was it like, it wasn't drunk driver or anything like that, right? It was more just
I don't know. I think alcohol was involved. I wish I had a little bit more knowledge of it. I'm just kind of zinging that out there, looking at it if you want. But that is a weird one. Not many
did you,
people know.
This is also like, this is about like kind of dark, but did you guys hear about the whole situation where Ashton Kutcher, he was supposed to go on a date with this girl, like this actress, like back in like the 90s or whatever.
She was like a in LA aspiring actress. It was when he was young too. And he
like Dude, Where's My Car days or whatever.
It was around that era. And he got to the date's house and this was,
thought he got stood up because she wasn't answering.
Yeah, he looked inside, saw like he thought it was like wine.
He thought it was spilled wine.
Wine or something,
floor.
And then he just like apparently left right?
Because he thought she stood him up because she wasn't answering, so he left. Turns out she got murdered.
She got murdered in the house.
And he got questioned because he was the last person that was like in contact with her because he was on his way to the house
or
something.
They also have record that before the police were even called, Ashton Kutcher made two phone calls, one to his PR and one to
Wait, was it one of the Olsen twins?
No. It was the guy in the 70s show.
Oh, Danny Masterson, yes. Who's in jail.
Yeah, so he made a call to him and his PR before, like, anything.
And that's bad.
And Ashton Kutcher, like, went to, like, court and everything and, like, had to, like, go in for questioning, testify, whatever, but, like, people are rebringing it up.
So he could have possibly... Like,
I don't think he would have.
No, that's what I'm saying. He could have possibly went, saw that she was dead, and was like, oh my God, this
looks
really bad for me.
Didn't want to get involved with it.
Yeah,
because
his career was just taking off, and he was just thinking about himself more than the actual situation.
Because think about, like, in your position, if you came to pick up a date, and she's dead in the house, immediately, like... It doesn't matter what you call the cops. You are number one suspect.
Bring it on. Like, part of me, I just want that rush of like, you guys think I fucking did this?
I'd be like, you did it. you did it. No, but that is so crazy that like the coincidence of the same night.
Because he was like supposed to see her and then he like got caught up or wasn't able to be there when he was said he was going to show up or something like that. And then she didn't respond. So he like just showed up and I think the front door was open. I think he peeked in.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
That kind of a similar thing happened. I think my dad would be fine with me telling it. But my dad, have I said this story before?
I don't think so.
Oh, my dad was at work. One of his closest friends at work did not show up for work that day. And it was very strange. And he was like,
you know what? I think we have talked about this.
Say it real quick.
His friend didn't show up for work. They were like, that's really strange. Do you know where your friend is? And he goes, I'll call him and everything. No calls. And he's like, this is so strange. He went up to his friend's apartment. Reached for the door and the door was already like open and my dad to this day he knew something was wrong and so he goes down to the front desk of the apartment complex or whatever
not going in first
he did not enter the apartment
but my dad was
telling him something was off and the cops come and they go into the apartment and then they came back down and talked to my dad and he goes so you knew the guy who was living there? And he goes, yeah, I did. He's like one of my good friends. And he goes, well, I hate to break it to you. He has passed away.
Oh my God.
His friend had a heart attack in his apartment. But it was crazy that my dad in his gut feeling trusted it.
Yeah.
Like in that moment.
You said the door was open or was unlocked?
It was unlocked. It was unlocked. It was unlocked, but he just felt this like
that he shouldn't.
Stillness in the apartment and that just he had this gut feeling.
Yeah.
Glad my dad didn't have to like see that for himself. He just trusted his suspicion something was off.
Yeah, I'm surprised the cops even showed up for that. Because normally I feel like they'd be like, I feel like they wouldn't have shown up for that.
I mean, it was the 90s. I don't know. It was maybe... Yeah.
Like I feel like now if I made a call like that, they'd be like...
But I feel like an apartment complex would also think like if something's weird, they want to get that figured out too.
For sure. Damn, that's really sad.
I know, that so sucks. Sad. Sorry, it was like kind of related to seeing something.
Was it? How old were they? Like,
The guy was like the same age as my dad, but it happened with my dad, when my dad was around 42 or something that. Okay. Yeah, I was in elementary school. It was so sad for my dad. It was one of his closest friends, but yeah, you didn't know.
Insane.
I have a crazy story, but I don't know if it's like way too graphic and like.
Can you make it not as graphic?
I'll say it. If it's too gross, then we can cut it. My buddy, paramedic, firefighter, they show up to a house where somebody had like passed away.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had a dog and they lived in the house. He shows up. The brother is there of the person that had passed away. And the dog runs out. And is like licking the brother, like to see the brother, excited, happy, whatever. They go in and see that the person that had passed away in the house was like dead for a while, and the dog had started to eat.
Oh my god!
And the dog had just ran up to the brother and was licking the brother in the face.
Oh gosh!
And he couldn't tell the brother what had happened because he didn't want him to be like, he just did that to your brother and was just licking your face.
Yeah, no, that's traumatic. That's just like an extra layer of trauma.
Yeah.
Something you're thinking about all the time.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Dude, those paramedics see the craziest shit. My mom would see the craziest shit.
You know, you got to have good compartmentalization for that. A good therapist and a way of just leaving that at the door.
Yeah,
mad respect really for anybody who has to see just tough stuff on the regular.
And then be able to turn it off when they get home.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be really good with that. Like, doing a job like that and coming and being able to
shut it off. No way, I couldn't.
I think I'd be able to do that. I think it all, because you don't know any of these people, right? I feel like when it comes to people you know, that's when they won't have you on the scene.
I could imagine being like a heart surgeon.
That's crazy.
In the anxiety of knowing that you're about to go do another surgery like the next day and the next day after, and it's like even more intricate and you got to do your research before, and just knowing that someone's life is just in your hand and it's so delicate is just so mentally.
I wonder if they just get numb to it. Imagine being a heart surgeon for like 10 years and like you're working on the next patient, but like this is also like 50% survival rate or something. Like, is it?
They're prepared.
What's also crazy too is like a lot of the emergency like surgery doctors and things like that, they are on call like
all the time.
24/7. Imagine getting a call 4 in the morning, you're sound asleep, you have to get up, close, rush over immediately. I couldn't imagine waking up and 5 minutes later I'm having to.
You can't even drink that much.
I would need a pre-workout.
I can barely get myself up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It is tough getting up like that.
Crazy.
Oh, fuck. You're on, like, if you're on a crazy, like, car chase and you're trying to get away from the cops, like, what could you have possibly? I feel like for it to be worth it for me to be like, I need to now escape, and anybody in my way I just push through is like murder.
That's what you're running from. Or it's like you're a repeat like offender and you just don't want to go back to jail because you know this second time you are going to jail.
You're so screwed, yeah.
And you're also at that point where you're like, fuck it, I don't care. If I'm going to jail, might as well just have a little bit of hoorah because you're about to be behind bars.
Yeah, let me try to at least have a chance.
This is your last time to see the world.
Yeah.
What?
Brandishing?
Brandishing is showing off a weapon. Like,
that's what he was wanted for. He was brandishing a firearm.
He flashed a... Brandishing is just showing it that you have the weapon.
Yeah,
it's such a bizarre word.
Yeah, that is a weird word.
Brandishing.
That's anything, right? Like a knife.
Yeah, ninja stars. a man seen on this intersection brandishing
a bow and arrow.
Nunchucks. Is it nunchucks or nunchucks?
Nunchucks. I feel like you won't get in trouble for nunchucks, would you? Nunchucks is not like a...
weapon. You would.
If you pulled it out like a gun? Really?
If someone has fucking nunchucks, I'm going the other direction, though. I don't want to get close to a bat or a baton. But it's just like...
That would fuck your day up. Oh. Like someone professional with a nunchuck.
You know what I always thought was going to be more common, too, growing up was brass knuckles. I thought I was going to see brass knuckles every day when I got old. I don't think I've ever seen a pair of brass...
Why do we see it more?
I feel like they're like always in smoke shops or something.
They made brass knuckles seem like it was going to be something we would have to deal with on a daily basis.
You know
what?
They do kind of have it now for keychain, for like girls' keychains for protection. It's like almost a thing where you put your two fingers in.
But it's also a weapon. Like you can't. You can't have them.
I feel like in that sense, you're allowed because it's almost like having pepper spray on you, no?
Yeah, it's a little form of self-defense.
Yeah,
just
self-defense.
I think brass knuckles are illegal.
Not brass knuckles, sorry. What I'm talking about is it's not like a full brass
knuckle.
It's like
a claw.
It's like almost this
like a
claw.
They hook it in and they can also like poke you with it.
Yeah,
kind of stuff. If someone got really close, you could just like pop.
It would not feel good.
In high school, my friend surprised me with matching brass knuckle necklaces. And I was so excited. And then she told me how she got them. She stole them from the mall.
Oh.
And I felt so
did you return them?
Guilty. No, I didn't know how. I didn't know how returning worked. How was I going to get to the mall? Like, I think I was like 14 or 15.
The diamond brass knuckles were so seen.
So remember seen.
Yes.
So seen. I love that.
TikTok ban is switching subjects. Well, now
I didn't hear about it.
Remember, it moved on to the Court of Appeals for them to decide whether they were going to ban it, and they lost the Court of Appeals, and now they have to go to the Supreme Court to see if the ban will happen or not.
They're not going
to. Though it's, they say there's a deadline for January 19th, but that does not mean the app will go away on January 19th. The thing that they want, they want to see that TikTok will sell off the American side of the business, and so that America will have its like own ownership of TikTok.
Right, right.
But it also comes down to, if it does reach, they'll ask for it to be delayed. And also president administrations and stuff like that, they want to, will delay it. But yeah, everyone's like freaking out thinking like, oh, the 19th is when it's all going to go away. It's not going go away on the 19th.
It's actually possible because didn't they ban it in Australia?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I swear I read like multiple sources that I saw was like Australia has officially banned TikTok.
Are they just mad that we get all our information from here?
I think so. But
pretty
it's just
much,
like, it's just like freedom
of speech. 168 million Americans. That's like a third of America is on the app.
I could literally see people riding hard if they ban TikTok.
Oh, everything I have saved too. The stuff I want for my future, like fun little things I want to do with my kids. Like
I have this
organized. My mood board for my
life.
It's like every app in one. It's like Google, Pinterest.
Yeah.
It is great for like instead of Googling, like you just get like a quick little video.
So
like it's not like a 20-minute YouTube video. It's like somebody just luckily took the time to make a quick 30-second video explaining something.
It's amazing. Like looking at restaurants, because I hate like Google images for restaurants.
Anytime we go somewhere new, like we'll be like restaurants when we went to Arizona. Restaurants, things to do in Arizona. And it's like
it's really good because it's from the person's point of view. So it's like the most authentic.
And
like,
it's not paid for like a lot of these like articles and stuff where these businesses pay just to like have it at the top as like a recommended.
You know what? Sometimes they do get paid. Some influencers get paid to like do a little. They'll say, "Hey, we'll fly you out to Arizona. Want to do like top things to do in Arizona?" Which is crazy that they even have deals like that. That's awesome.
There's deals for everything, man.
Mm-hmm. But they never say that they're getting paid in it, so people like get pissed.
Yeah, I always look up people that like rank national parks, like what their favorite ones are.
Oh yeah,
and like that's not like something that's paid for.
Yeah, no, not that
because,
one.
Because like it would just be like
I just love seeing like a video of what I'm gonna get into.
Yeah.
Like show me that hotel I'm staying at, show me this restaurant, I wanna see it.
Yeah.
But man, it's so embarrassing trying to like take pictures of your food or film yourself. Like I always think like, ooh, I'm gonna make a little video of me going to the restaurant. Then you get there and you're like, I don't you even when you take a flash of your food, you're just like, this
it's
is
so
the most
embarrassing
thing.
It's so
ever.
Embarrassing.
Do you take pictures of your food?
Not anymore. I don't take pictures of anything anymore.
I only
during the day. I would never turn my flash on for a restaurant picture.
Because then the flash makes it even look worse. You're like, ooh.
I mean, I respect the confidence. I just could never.
And you're just like, imagine me in like publicly trying to film something. I'm just like, like pausing and fixing. And everyone's just like,
those just, people just are good at it. Like one and done, one shot and you're done.
Have y'all done a hot pot?
No, what is that?
It's, you know, like Korean barbecue or Japanese barbecue where you cook the meats in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Hot pot is a way of cooking your meats, but you get to pick different like types of sauces, broths, really. And then you put the meat
into... I see this all the time on TikTok, but I've never eaten it.
So you get to like pick your broths, like you see how it's like in dividers and stuff, and you cook the meats that way. You can also add noodles and veggies and stuff. And
you cook
just,
it in the broth?
In the broth. And you can get like a spicy broth,
like
you can get a tomato-based broth, you can do a little Tom Yum kind of broth.
Is there there's a restaurant out here?
There's a place called Heidi Lau. This is not an ad. It's down at Century City Mall.
Yeah.
And this place is ran like an institution. It's like an Apple store. There's so many fun. You can get your nails done like in the like some press-on nails. They also give you freebies and there's like secret things you can say. Like if you go, a little fairy wants hot pot, they'll come give you like a Sailor Moon little wand. And if you say, do you think I'm a child? They'll bring you a little toy.
What?
If you say, your watermelon is really sweet. They'll bring you free watermelon. Like, there's all of these fun little phrases you can say.
How big is this place?
It's huge. It's huge. Like, it's so clean, and they have a little sauce bar. You get to whip up all your little sauces.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I loved
it. It's in Century City. All right,
and they do a noodle dance. A guy comes out, and he, like, does a noodle, and the noodle never touches, like, the floor, and he just, like...
That's actually really fun. Damn.
Oh, I highly recommend it. Go take...
Yeah, this is cool.
Also, I asked Remy about it, because Remy had done Hot Pot many times, and y'all should... She should take you to really walk you through it.
I'm surprised she's never talked about this.
There is a bit of like a learning curve kind of where you're like, am I doing this right? Like, what is the best type of meat for the broth and stuff? Because you have an iPad and you're just kind of picking stuff, but it's delicious.
This looks so fun.
It's really fun.
Do you make your desserts like that too?
I was going to say, do they do like little donuts?
We didn't order dessert. I don't think we,
So is the broth, is it like boiling to
It's boiling,
cook it?
Yeah.
And then you don't drink that broth. It's just for cooking.
Are
you like cooking it in it and then you're eating it
The meat is just so much flavor because it's been cooked in the broth.
Oh my gosh, I need this right now.
Yeah, the noodles. Really look at those noodles. I want the purple noodles.
Holy smokes.
Is it as good as it looks?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I mean, it's definitely still like, you know, when you do Korean barbecue, it's like you're kind of.
Yeah.
I think after my third visit, I'd really kind of know what's the best. And I do watch all the TikToks, see how people do their little methods.
I love Korean barbecue, but it's always just one steak that I really like and the rest. So I always try all of them. And then there's always one that I'm like, damn it, I wish
just that one.
I had this one.
There's that one place we went to in Toluca Lake, right by my old house. They had just opened it up. While we were living there, it's like a Korean barbecue style joint.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And they do all you can eat.
Oof.
And you can pick whatever meats you want, and they will just keep
bringing
it.
Are you talking about
Gayukaku?
Yeah.
No.
I love those places.
Okuniku. That's the one by
the
way.
Oh, yes. That place is so good.
Very good.
Damn, I want this all tonight.
Should we?
We should
get a reservation, though.
Oh, my God.
I better be a little competitive tonight on Sunday.
What did you guys do this weekend?
This weekend? Yesterday, what did we do? You got your dress?
I was just going to say that, but there's nothing else I can say after
you
that.
You said yes to the dress?
You did?
Well, I said yes to the dress months ago.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't see it.
But they finished it and she got it yesterday.
I got my dress yesterday. Yeah. So I said yes a long time ago.
Who has seen the dress?
My sister, my mom, and my bridesmaids.
Wow. Is it beautiful?
Danielle.
Is it big?
I don't want to hear what it looks like.
Now you're in this state where like you cannot be on each other's phones or like you can't go through the camera rolls because like
I don't want to see anything.
Patricia was like, I was like, hey, can you send me pictures of last night? She'd be like, no, because all of her stuff was like about her dress.
She walked in with it in a bag and I was still like.
And I was like, look at the bag.
You have it with you. Or then you're going to send it there. You're going to carry it with you.
I'm going to carry it with me because when you go on the plane, they could put it in a closet for you.
Oh, yeah. So. I would not trust smelling that shit out.
I'm grabbing that.
Mm-hmm.
There was I remember seeing someone talk about how like she mailed her dress out and like didn't arrive the day.
Absolutely not. What do you do? That would be
that
awful.
That sucks.
You got to whip it together. Make something happen.
I think that was all we did yesterday.
I was watching Home Alone 3 last night, man. Such a good one.
That's the one with the kid with the long Max Keeble.
Yes.
That was
so good.
Great.
The first one and the third one are my absolute favorite.
Yeah. Underrated. Because the world is at stake because the nuclear codes are like on the chip. Like have the microchip or whatever. And he's so
it's brilliant. The little art, what is it called?
The RC car.
Normally, like, going from Home Alone 1, 2, great movies, to a completely different cast.
Yeah.
Home Alone
that
3.
That kid's he's an amazing child actor, though, that kid. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah. And Scarlett Johansson's up in it.
It's crazy. I didn't realize that until watching it recently. I'm like, oh my God, that's Scarlett Johansson.
She is little in that, man.
Who was the older brother somebody we...
Nah, you wouldn't like recognize his face from anything.
Insane.
Oh, and the parents are so great. Mrs. Hess. And he's doing all of that stuff with chicken pox. Like,
yeah.
Man, if I was sick with chicken pox, I'd be like, I'm not doing shit. Like,
that's so cool having like a movie like that.
He was the cutest kid. He reminded me of the twins from Full House with that hair.
What about Crooks?
Is chicken pox the same as shingles when you get older? It's like part of chicken pox.
Shingles is part is technically like a herpes, the variation of herpes.
What do you mean? Like, how would you get it though? Would you get herpes first?
It looks like that, but chickenpox. Actually, there's like a vaccine now for chickenpox. Kids don't get chickenpox like they used to. We all got chickenpox.
My mom was telling me they used to have chickenpox parties.
Yeah, you bring your kid over just to get
it over with. Yeah.
If my cousins had chickenpox, my mom would bring us over.
That's yeah, my mom told me they would like hope somebody got chickenpox and then you could just bring them over and get it over with.
It's good to have it when you're a kid. You don't want to have that shit when you're older. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother and I have both had chickenpox at the same time and stuff.
Crazy.
You couldn't pick those chickenpox though because they would scar. Like a chickenpox scar, like
get
on your face and you pick that, it would.
Is it like something where it's like a poison ivy where if you scratch it and touch something else, it jumps?
I think it just takes over your whole body.
That sucks.
Yeah, chicken pox.
I don't think I ever had them, though.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning into another... Ew, you got a boogie in your throat?
Swallow that.
Let me see.
He could barely talk through it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Whatever.
That's the same as picking your nose and eating it.
I know, whatever.
We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered. We love you. And again, thank you for watching. You could also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post a bonus episode every single month, a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling, so you're going to get an extended cut of the podcast. You also get early access to every single episode ad-free, again, at patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form version video Tuesdays on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Very good. All right, guys. Unwinders, we'll see you in a second, and we love you.
Peace and blessings.
Ciao.
Peace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.